This is today's Garden Bite brought to you by DRAM. Hydrangeas are one of the most popular flowering shrubs. A big question is when to prune them. Hydrangea paniculata is one type. Prune back stems to just above a fat bud called a heading cut in fall, late winter, or spring. These plants have conical-shaped flower heads. I have Limelight and Vanilla Strawberry. I also have a diagram on gardenbite.com on where to prune them. Macrophylla, or big leaf hydrangea, produce buds in late summer to early fall that will form next year's flowers. So prune these shrubs after they finish blooming before August, again making a heading cut. Arborescence, or smooth hydrangea, should be allowed to grow a season or two before doing any serious hard pruning. Once the shrub is established and has a couple of growing seasons under its belt, prune these hydrangeas in the spring down to the ground, or not at all if you want a larger shrub. Flower buds will grow on this season's growth or new wood. I'm sure you've heard of Annabelle. Arborescents also include Incredibal and Invincible. I have pictures on gardenbite.com. Climbing hydrangeas are tough and hardly need pruning, if ever, except to remove any dead wood that develops. I have a link to the University of Minnesota extension that says this vine is really hard to get rid of once established, so you might want to make sure you really want it. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. I'm also podcasting on Google, Spotify, iTunes, and Apple. A family-owned business for nearly 80 years, DRAM has designed and manufactured high-quality watering tools. From hoses to watering wands to sprinklers to hose extenders and quick-release fittings, I've been pleased by all of them. Purchase DRAM at your local independent garden center or online. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.